Jeremiah Allison, son of Minnesota AG Keith, declares support for Antifa. By Joshua Kaplan on May 31, 2020. Jeremiah Allison, the son of Minnesota Attorney General Keith Allison, D., declared his support for Antifa on Sunday after President Donald Trump announced that the United States will declare the radical far-left group a terrorist organization. "I hereby declare, officially, my support for Antifa," Allison, a Minneapolis City Council member, wrote on social media. "Unless someone can prove to me Antifa is behind the burning of black and immigrant-owned businesses in my ward, I'll keep focusing on stopping the white power terrorists that are actually attacking U.S.," he added. President Trump's declaration earlier came amid ongoing mass protests and violent unrest in response to the death of George Floyd, who died after a Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee onto his neck while in custody. Following the president's announcement, Attorney General William Barr said in a statement, "The violence instigated and carried out by Antifa and other similar groups in connection with the rioting is domestic terrorism and will be treated accordingly." Further, Barr warned that 56 regional FBI Joint Terrorism Task Forces will identify criminal organizers and instigators contributing to the riots. Jeremiah Allison is not the only one in his family to voice support for Antifa. As Breitbart News reported, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Allison once tweeted support for Antifa, the so-called anti-fascist group that many blame for the ongoing riots in Minneapolis and elsewhere following the killing of George Floyd last week. Allison, who was then a congressman and the deputy chair of the Democratic National Committee, tweeted after a visit to the Moon Palace Books shop in Minneapolis in January 2018, "At Moon Palace Books and I just found the book that strike, sick, fear in the heart of that real Donald Trump." He attached a photo of himself holding the book Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook by Mark Bray. The original tweet appears to have been deleted, but survives at the Internet Archive. It caused enough controversy at the time that local CBS Minnesota published a story about it.